This is Greg Corumbus of Radio America reporting for WorldNet Daily. My guest at this time is Jim Campbell. He's a litigation staff counsel at the Alliance Defense Fund. And based in Scottsdale, Arizona, he specializes in lawsuits related to gay marriage, religious liberty, and freedom of conscience. The ADF is very unhappy with the president's decision, along with the Justice Department, when they announced last week that they would no longer defend the Defense of Marriage Act. And Jim, thank you very much for your time today.
Oh, my pleasure. Thanks for having me.
We were talking with the leader of another organization that does a lot of the same work you do, Matt Staver at Liberty Council, and he was saying that he believes that as a result of the timing of this decision and the way these federal lawsuits are coming down, this now basically leaves the cases without a defendant, and he wasn't sure that there's a situation where other organizations could step in. What's your read on that?
Well, it's clear here that either the House of Representatives or the Senate have the legal authority to intervene in all of the pending lawsuits to defend the federal DOMA statute. So that option always remains open to either or both houses of Congress, and ADF urges Congress to get involved here. So I think that is a significant option that still remains in defense of the federal DOMA law.
What's been your read on Congress so far? I've noticed a few people speaking out on this, but not many. How encouraged are you or optimistic are you that they will take legal action?
I think the American people, at least some segments of the American population, are urging Congress at this point to get involved and to defend this very important law that was enacted with overwhelming bipartisan support and has been in place for over 15 years now. So we're hopeful, although at this point you never know what Congress will do.
What can organizations like yours do, Jim?
Well, organizations like the Alliance Defense Fund stand ready to assist Congress in any way that we can in defending these laws. Organizations like the Alliance Defense Fund can file amicus briefs, friend of the court briefs, in all of these cases, and letting the courts know that the overwhelming majority of cases that have already addressed this question have upheld federal DOMA. In fact, every case but a few that are currently pending on appeal have all upheld the constitutionality of federal DOMA. So organizations like the Alliance Defense Fund can continue to remind the courts that.
Remind our listeners the constitutional grounds on that, because obviously the argument from the president and the Justice Department is that it's unconstitutional. What has been the reasoning from defenders of DOMA and the courts that have ruled in its favor as to why it is constitutional?
Sure. One interesting initial point to note is that the legal position taken last week by the administration expressly conflicts with every single federal appellate court that has addressed this question. So it is not far-fetched or unreasonable to say that their position is unprecedented as a matter of federal appellate law. Having said that, the institution of marriage has always been uniquely concerned with the interests of children in our society. In other words, binding together the men and the women who bring children into the world so that those children will be raised with a married mother and a father. That is the argument that courts around the country have repeatedly looked at when upholding the constitutionality of federal DOMA as well as other state marriage laws.
What's the history of the executive branch just deciding it won't enforce laws anymore? Is there precedent for that? And what is the grounds for doing that?
It is extremely rare for an administration to refuse to defend a law. It has happened on a few occasions. However, I believe it is unprecedented for over 15 years for a number of administrations to repeatedly defend a law and then one administration for 2 years to defend the law and then all of a sudden to change course. So the particular circumstances we're dealing with here appear to be unprecedented.
What do you see coming down the pike in terms of the impact that this decision by the administration will have on the fact that traditional marriage is the federal law of the land? How big of a step is this, in other words, for those who are trying to redefine marriage?
Well, I think until the courts rule one way or another, all this decision by the Obama administration is a personal opinion and a personal assessment of the law. So I think that the defenders of marriage need to stand up and encourage Congress to intervene here and encourage organizations like the Alliance Defense Fund and other marriage-defending organizations to continue to submit briefs, to be involved, and to stand up for the institution of marriage.
We were just talking last week with a state lawmaker in Maryland, which, of course, is debating whether or not to legalize gay marriage. One of the chambers there has passed it. Another one is about to take it up and will probably pass it. The defenders of traditional marriage believe that a referendum is about their only option in keeping the law the way it is right now. And he was saying at the time also that this is not just a change in definition, but it's going to impact schools, it's going to impact small businesses and the things that, they can do. What's going to be the impact if this changes on the federal level?
Well, I think the impact will be similar as to the impact you see in the state level, and it would have a wide-ranging impact on religious liberty. You mentioned schools. You mentioned small businesses. Just one small example is in California, for the few months that marriage was redefined there, we saw school children taking field trips to same-sex weddings. So it is undoubtedly something that is going to have a ripple effect throughout all of our society. And marriage is so central. It's such a central building block of our society and of our culture. So it is, for people who do not think that this will have a widespread impact, they are simply mistaken and they are deceiving themselves.
We're talking with Jim Campbell of the Alliance Defense Fund. And Jim, one of the arguments that we got from other conservative organizations was that this may not be the worst decision in the world, because the reason that challenges to the Defense of Marriage Act were proceeding, in their opinion, in the court system was because of the completely half-hearted, at best, attempt of the Obama administration to that point to defend the law. So now that others who actually want to see the law continue could be defending it if the House of Representatives or the Senate takes this up, how confident are you that if that happens, that the current law will be upheld?
We're very confident that the federal DOMA law complies with the federal Constitution, just like the overwhelming majority of courts who have already addressed this question have found. And you've hit on an important point, and that is that the recent decision by the administration reflects the reality that the Department of Justice in these cases throughout the last couple of years have been giving a very half-hearted defense. And now, by simply throwing in the towel, this could open the door for Congress to come in and give DOMA the full defense that it deserves. So in the end, this could be a blessing in disguise.
Jim, very interesting. Thank you so much for helping us understand it better.
My pleasure.
Jim Campbell is an attorney with the Alliance Defense Fund. He's a litigation staff counsel there. He specializes in cases pertaining to same-sex marriage, religious liberty, and freedom of conscience. I'm Greg Corumbus of Radio America, reporting for WorldNet Daily.